Velociraptors, 8 o'clock. In my Gucci coat, tells 8 o'clock.
This is Eyes Up Fantasy.
Yo, yo, this your boy Rick Rock. Welcome back to another Hot Week 6 episode. We got a lot for you guys today. Now, let me introduce you guys to my co-host.
What's up, Barry? It's your favorite doctor, Dr. Mario, coming at you.
What's up, Barry? It's your boy, the real Jorge.
What up, you guys? It's your boy, JJ here, the professor.
Jello, man. Man, what a week 6. Not going to lie, it felt kind of weird not having a Thursday night game this week. But, hey, with everything that's going on with COVID, I'm glad that the NFL is taking the right measures to get this thing under control. Now, man, how did you guys do in your fantasy league so far?
I won all my games. I'm 4-0 right now this week. I'm taking a lot of leads this week in a lot of my leagues.
I have to second that. I'm doing excellent this week, continuing my 4-0 streak.
I'm doing pretty good as well, gents. I finished off with a W in one of my leagues. Actually destroyed my opponent. In the second league, I'm in a close battle with none other than the real Jorge, neck and neck, coming down to the Monday night games. So it's a good week for me as well.
I just called that I'm 4-0. I don't know why it's a good matchup.
Damn.
You keep saying, Jorge, you keep saying you're 4-0 and we're in week 6. What the hell are you talking about? Somebody?
I'm in 4 leagues, and I'm confident enough that I'm going to win in all 4.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay, I see what you're saying. Okay, I got you. Damn. I got you. So now to all the listeners, we have a new segment for you guys. Cole, Studs, and Duds. And one of my co-hosts is really actually used to the dud part, the real Jorge. Nothing but duds all over his football teams. But with that, let me start off, guys, by giving you the stud to me. Two of the biggest studs of week 6. I got none other than Deshaun Watson, quarterback for the Houston Texans. He had 335 yards passing, 4 passing TDs, 26 rushing yards for a total of 32 points. Imagine this. This is the whole thing about the Houston Texans. Since Coach Bill O'Brien, aka Knucklehead, since he's been fired, Deshaun Watson has been on a tear. He has thrown for 7 TDs in 2 games. We all thought that Bill O'Brien was this mad little genius when it comes to offenses. I don't understand why he didn't do that with Deshaun Watson when he was with the Houston Texans. I mean, I know now it's ridiculous. Too bad Deshaun Watson is doing that without a defense, of course, and with no real good wide receivers, to my opinion. I'm just saying. I think Brandon Cooks is a number 2, and so is Will Fuller. But that's just my take on it. Now, the other super stud is none other than Derek King Henry, running back for the Tennessee Titans. He had 212 rushing yards with 52 receiving yards, 2 touchdowns for a total of 39.4 fantasy points. Yeah, I know. I have him on my team. But other than that, I mean, he just looks like Derrick Henry from last year all over again. You know? I don't know if the whole COVID break, the whole forced bye week that happened to him, I don't know what it was, but he's back to his old self. He had a 95-yard rushing TD. Man, that's crazy. And he also broke a screen pass in OT for a massive game. He's doing it all for the Tennessee Titans. I feel like Derrick Henry, he's one of the best bruisers, running backs in the game. And I feel like as the game gets later on into the late third quarter, late fourth quarter, he wears on you even more. That's when the defensive linemen and linebackers, they're just so tired because it's pound and pound and pound. And then here comes Derrick Henry again, pound and pound and pound. And before you know it, they can't tackle him. Now, if you guys don't believe me, go look at that highlight for the 97 rushing yard touchdown that he had, where all the Texans players, they look tired. He outran everybody on that defense. Derrick Henry, my stud. Deshaun Watson, my 2 studs for week 6.
Excellent opening. The Doc's personal stud for this week happens to be none other than rookie wide receiver Justin Jefferson. off the Minnesota Vikings. For our fellow listeners, if you've been following the show, I've been pretty high on this rookie the past couple of weeks. This Sunday, however, was particularly special, seeing as how the Vikes rookie racked up his third 100-yard game of the season while adding his second and third touchdowns. The rookie erupted for 116 receiving yards, two touchdowns, one two-point conversion, capping off his night for a total of 30.6 fantasy football points in non-PPR formats, which is what we play in. Now, before you tell me, oh, that's nothing, it's more difficult when you have Adam Thielen playing opposite side of you. It's a lot more difficult when you have Dalvin Cook, the workhorse, in the backfield, and you can just get him the ball every play, and he'll keep it in the first downs for you, red zone beast. And last but not least, it's a lot more difficult to get those points if your quarterback is Kirk Cousins, having a disastrous game as he had. I believe he threw three interceptions. Jesus, that's horrible. This is the guy Kyle Shanahan was fucking jacking off to come to the 49ers, Kirk Cousins? I don't think so, man. Keep him in Minnesota. Stay away from the 49ers. And congrats to Justin Jefferson. We expect to see many great things from you. And I can't wait to see watch his game evolve in the future. My second pick for Fantasy Stud for Week 6 happens to be none other than rookie running back DeAndre Swift, running back for the Detroit Lions. Coming out of the bye week with the biggest game of his career, but he still trailed Adrian Peterson in terms of carries. DeAndre Swift capped off his night with 116 rushing yards, 7 receiving yards, 2 touchdowns, finishing off with 25.8 fantasy football points. After watching this game, it's clear to me that Adrian Peterson is clearly mentoring DeAndre Swift, and DeAndre Swift is closely paying attention to AP's game on the field, as well as asking him questions off the field. AP, I believe after this year, he's up with the Lions. He won't be coming back, but his presence is still clearly felt in the field. And if you're a rookie and you're playing backup to Adrian Peterson, you're most certainly going to have your work cut out for you. DeAndre Swift has impressed me as his workload has slowly increased as the weeks have gone on. And I'm excited to see what he does in the next coming weeks after the bye. DeAndre Swift and Justin Jefferson are the Doc's two fantasy studs for Week 6.
Dr. Meyer, I like your picks, man, for your studs of the week. But for mine, I'm going to go a little bit on the, I guess, lower end of the shelf. And I got to go with the kicker from Denver, because Denver at the moment does not know whether it's a run team or a passing team, and they can't seem to find the end zone. Brandon McManus has yet to miss a field goal since week 4, scoring 2 field goals for 20 yards, 2 field goals between 40 yards, and 2 field goals of 50 yards. That's nuts for a kicker to do in multiple games, actually, because he's had a great season so far. Like, he scored, oh, at least the last 2 weeks, I want to say, 18 points and then 24 points, man. I know I have him in 2 leagues, and he's actually helped me win this week. I am happy. I told you before, I'm going 4-0. But he is a good pickup. Also, if anyone listening out there who needs a kicker, he is only rostered in 8% of the leagues. So it's, what, 92% of leagues he's still available. If you need a good, solid kicker, he is the one, especially right now with Denver not knowing their identity, whether they're going to be throwing the ball or running the ball. No one has really been stepping up over there. I mean, we have had a few shines from Melvin Gordon, Tim Patrick, sometimes Jerry Jeudy. So I'm like, it's really hard. You don't know, but you can at least right now count on that kicker. My second stud is going to have to go with a defense that honestly shocked me this week. I did not expect they dominated Green Bay. If you all know who I'm talking about, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, man. Aaron Rodgers had no chance. Even though he started the game well, going up 10-0, Tampa Bay just flipped the game and just wouldn't let their foot off Green Bay's neck. They only allowed 10 points from Aaron Rodgers, from the Green Bay Packers, 5 sacks, 2 interceptions, 1 return for a touchdown. A total combine of 19 points. I'm like, dude, this defense, if you actually look at their stats for this season, they've been solid. Besides the New Orleans game where they scored 0, but 14, 18, 6, 6, 19. I'm like, this is a very, very strong, I feel, underrated defense. They have a very, very easy matchups coming up with Las Vegas and Green Bay, and they get their rematch with New Orleans. And speaking about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, I got to give an honorable mention to Ronald Jones II, not Leonard Fournette, the real Jorge. Ronald Jones rushed 23 times for 113 yards, had two rushing touchdowns, two receptions for 8 yards. Ronald Jones had a very good game, especially against Green Bay, which I thought would have been much more closer of a game, much more a thriller, you know, back and forth. But like I said, Tampa Bay took over this game and never let go of it.
My stud for week six is going to start off with Julio Jones. If you all know Jet Jones, he went off finally. After eclipsing 100 yards and two touchdowns, he was able to amount 29.7 fantasy points. A lot of you were doubting Julio Jones because he has always had a problem getting off to a fast start early in the season. However, whenever Atlanta has a full healthy Julio Jones, is almost always expected to see Julio Jones eclipse 100 yards. In this game particular, he was able to get 137 receiving yards, and he looked as good as he ever has looked. And also with the emergence of Calvin Ridley and also Russell Gage, there's been a lot of more open space for Julio Jones and Matt Ryan to connect. And it was exciting to watch him finally get their first win in the season. Let me clap for all you Atlanta Falcons fans. Good job on your first win of the season, guys. And moving on, for my number two stud, is not Jonu Smith this week. It's actually the blocking tight end for the Tennessee Titans, Anthony Frisker. He was also able to amount over 100 yards. After getting 113 receiving yards and a touchdown, he was able to get 21.3 fantasy football points. The Tennessee Titans, they did not expect for Anthony Frisker to have a game like he had this Sunday. They did whatever it took to take down the Texans because it was a very high-scoring game as the Titans took down the Texans 42-36 in this game and remained undefeated after getting a last-minute overtime touchdown thanks to the help of Derrick Henry. Man, Anthony Frisker, like I said, he is a stud for week six, but don't look for him to continue this type of production for the rest of the season. I truly believe Jonu Smith is the lock-in tight end one there for the Tennessee Titans.
And you know this, man!
Yes, yes. So that was some, man, that was some good studs out there this week six. Now, let's go. And we're going to give you our week six duds.
My unfortunate fantasy football dud for the week happens to be Mr. Aaron Rodgers. Faced off against Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers this past Sunday, Packers had their lunches handed to them by the Bucs, plain and simple. And Rodgers finished off his night with 160 passing yards, I believe his lowest to the season so far, two interceptions, 14 rushing yards, and only 3.4 fantasy football points. Sad. Did not expect it from Aaron Rodgers, especially going up against the GOAT Tom Brady and the constant, consistent comparisons among the two from fans and media. Like, you think we were going to get a shootout? I mean, if you think about it, it's almost like the dream matchup us football fans always want. You know, Rodgers Brady. But it seems like each time they face off, we never get the result we hope for. I vividly remember the past two matches also being a dud. Maybe it's just not meant to be. Well, anyways, moving forward, my second dud for the week happens to be Mr. Mike Evans from the opposing team, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Mike Evans has been holding it down in Chris Godwin's absence, but as soon as Chris Godwin stepped out on the field, it seems like he took all of Mike Evans' lunch money. Another case of a star player simply not being needed in a massive victory this week. Chris Godwin handled most of the workload, as did Rob Gronkowski, eclipsing Mike Evans from the game entirely, in my opinion. He finished off his night with 10 receiving yards, 1.5 fantasy football point. That's right, 1 point.
So moving on now to the duds of week six, the ones that screwed your matchups for the week. And this is a shocker for me, and I know for the fantasy football world. Kareem Hunt received his first dud of the year after he was not able to eclipse 10 points. He only was able to rush for 40 yards in this game, get 17 receiving yards for a total of 6.7 points. The reason why the Cleveland Browns were not able to feed Kareem Hunt was because they fell back to the Steelers, who had a pick six in the first quarter by Minkah Fitzpatrick, and therefore the Steelers were leading 10-0 early in the first quarter. After that, there was no looking back because Cleveland Browns, they tried to put the ball through the air with Baker Mayfield, and the Steelers' defense was too suffocating for Mayfield. As soon as they kept getting back, Kareem Hunt, like I said, he was not getting the love he usually gets and was not able to produce. Also, the Cleveland Browns, they have to go back to the drawing board for the next week's game and rush the ball because they have easily a top five offensive line. So don't be discouraged, all Kareem Hunt owners. He will bounce back in a big way. Another shocker for week six is Alexander Mattison for the Minnesota Vikings. I was hyping this guy up. I was telling you he was my number one waiver pickup this week. And hey, every dog has its day. And definitely Mattison, his day was today. He was only able to get 3.5 fantasy points after rushing 26 yards and 4 receiving yards. I must say that Justin Jefferson stole the show for the Minnesota Vikings this Sunday. And like I said, this was unexpected because I was looking for big things for Alexander Mattison, who was finally able to receive the bell cow role and take over for Dalvin Cook. Alexander Mattison has been waiting for more than over 2 years for this moment, and he choked on mom's spaghetti.
Shout out to Eminem out there if he's hearing the show.
Yep, shout out to Eminem.
Happy birthday to Eminem, too. I believe it was his birthday yesterday or the day before. Happy birthday, Eminem, if you're listening. Somewhere in Detroit.
Hell yeah. 8 Mile, one of the greatest movies of all time.
All right, you guys, for me, man, it's my biggest dud so far this week. Mark Andrews, in a very thrilling game, the Baltimore Ravens against the Philadelphia Eagles, Mark Andrews was not able to produce the numbers he's normally able to produce. You know, he's been having monster games that he normally is good at producing. I'm a little worried now starting him. He was a bust. He was the biggest dud for me this week. For my second player, my second dud, Juju Smith-Schuster. Juju only had 4 receptions. That's the lowest for any wide receiver today in Pittsburgh. He's having a horrible season, if you guys haven't noticed. 2 points, 6 points. I am trading him away this week. I have him in one of my leagues. I am looking for anyone who wants to take him. I don't care if I'm getting the running back from Miami, who also poured up duds, but I feel like with Chase Claypool now showing he has the skills sort of close to Megatron, because I don't know if you guys heard him. They were calling him Mapletron because he's from Canada.
You're correct, mate.
Yeah, so I'm like, I don't know if that name is going to stick. I don't know if I would like that name. So, yeah, Juju has his work cut out for him over there now. They have a lot more weapons, and I really feel a lot of people are sleeping on the Pittsburgh Steelers. But if you have Juju, it's time to hit the alarm and panic and try to see if we can trade him away this week. Try to get, you know, a backup running back, something else, because Juju ain't it.
That's your point, JJJ. When Antonio Brown got run out of Pittsburgh, he was infamously quoted in a paper calling out Juju and saying, "You think what it takes, kid, to be the number one guy to carry the team?" And then the season progressed without AB, and of course Juju took a hit because there was no one to draw attention away from him.
Exactly.
And Antonio Brown screenshotted his stats, and he said, "Look at the numbers, kid, with AB, without AB."
Man, you guys' duds are pretty bad. Mine is actually as bad as you guys' duds, to be honest. I got none other than, I broke my nail, Odell Beckham Jr., wide receiver from the Cleveland Browns. We already know what he's all about. We already know how much of a diva he is, how much of injury prone he's been the last 3 years. And yeah, he's back to his old self. Sad, because Cleveland actually has a pretty good team. Yes, he was on the injured list for an illness. He was sent home during the week. He took a COVID-19 test and it came back negative. So he was okay. He ended up playing. I don't know why. I feel like these players nowadays, they don't have that mental aspect of, I'm going to play, but I don't care if I hurt my team. Jimmy Garoppolo last week. But, you know, this week he had 3.5 fantasy points for only 25 yards. I mean, seriously, that's sad. Yes, we know that the Pittsburgh defense is pretty elite, but they were actually number 28 against the pass. So I don't know if it was Baker Mayfield, who also had a bad game. He's one of my duds also, but we already know Baker Mayfield has always been trash anyway, so I don't even want to talk about that because that's suspected. And if you guys checked out our page, it was actually one of my hot takes this offseason about Baker Mayfield is to make it a break a year. You know, so far, I mean, yeah, 4-1, great. But, hey, when it comes to playing elite teams, where is he at? Odell Beckham, I mean, maybe he was sick. Maybe he was not himself. Maybe that's why it is. But he's kind of come back to his old self. So I wouldn't worry as much. But today, definitely a dud. Odell Beckham Jr., Cleveland Browns.
This is Eyes Up Fantasy.